Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee's Marcus Center for the Performing Arts is the home venue for many local performing arts organizations, from the Milwaukee Symphony to the Ballet and the Florentine Opera. But it also hosts performances by any number of national touring companies. Each year, the center unveils its Broadway at the Marcus Center series schedule, featuring performances of big Broadway musicals that people might not see unless they got to travel to New York or London. Opening this week is one of the most celebrated musicals of the last 30 years, and Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera has not been out of production since it opened in London in 1986. The production coming to Milwaukee is an updated version, and it features Wisconsin native Linda Balgord playing Madame Giry. Balgord has a long and storied career on stage, starring in many big-name musicals. Lake Effect Bonnie North reached her by phone on the road, and Balgord talks about her earliest days in theater.
I grew up in New Lisbon, which is a very small town, kind of west central, town of about 1,200 people. I started actually by performing children's storybooks during the library summertime reading program. And I just was always interested in it. I grew up watching Carol Burnett doing comedy sketches. I think I was a bit of a clown. And I had teachers who encouraged me. I mean, there was no one in the arts in my family. We really had no idea, but, I had a high school English teacher who said you can go to college for theater. So that's where I started. I went to Viterbo University in La Crosse. And when I graduated from there, I actually worked for a couple of years at the Fireside in Port Atkinson, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. And while I was there, I met a professor who taught at the Professional Theater Training Program, which was then located at UW-Milwaukee. So I spent 1984 through 1987 in Milwaukee going to graduate school. So I just slowly, it seemed at each turn there was somebody who let me know the next thing I needed to do, because I certainly had no idea how to do it on my own.
Well, and it sounds like also that they saw the talent and that they encouraged you to pursue it.
Yes. No, I was definitely, at every step, I was encouraged, starting with my parents who, were brave enough to believe in me and carrying on many years through many wonderful people.
What is it like for a working actor like yourself to be in a tour like this? And we'll get to the actual show itself, but there's a whole process about touring. I think a lot of people who aren't in the business don't understand how it works.
Well, as far as the day-to-day life of the tour, I mean, it's very interesting. We travel city to city. We do 2 weeks is the shortest stop we have. Some places like Chicago, we were there for 2 months over the winter. We've been in Boston just for 4 weeks right now. We've got two more weeks. So you go to these cities. We have company managers. They give us housing options, hotel options. We usually have two or three, but some people go off the sheet and do either from Craigslist or websites. But it's a complicated sort of a lifestyle. In some ways, it's simple because you basically have two suitcases and then a trunk, which the company travels for you. But you have to have everything you think you need in that amount of luggage for an extended period of time.
How many months now for you?
Well, we're in month 8 right now. Since we started rehearsal in New York in October, we started performing in November in Providence. So, it's really tricky, especially a lot of us have spouses and homes. There are young people in the show. I think it's a little easier for them because at that stage in your life, you're still, the gypsy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's going. It gets a little more challenging, I think, when you have more of an established life in a place.
So what are the rewards for someone like you, mm-hmm. where you're out for a year at a time?
Well, the rewards are that I get to work on this amazing show, this amazing production of The Phantom of the Opera that we're doing. And it's an adventure. That's kind of how I look at it. I mean, at this point in my life, getting to go out. I haven't toured in 17 years since I did Sunset Boulevard. So for me, it's kind of playtime. You don't have all the responsibilities of keeping up your house. That's left to my poor husband. So you have, in that way, you have less responsibilities. And you get to see a lot of great places, meet a lot of great people.
I would also think that there's the challenge to keeping something fresh, which is true for any long run. But,
absolutely.
But you're having to do it in different theaters, even though you have sort somewhat of an extended run for a tour. You're not coming in for a
right.
night. But you still, you know, you have to learn a new theater each time.
Absolutely. And lots of things change. You know, some theaters have very shallow orchestra pits, so the audience is very close to us. Some have very deep pits, so they're farther away. Where a lot of our lighting instruments end up depend on the physical space of the theater. So things do change from city to city, and it takes adjustment, you know, in lots of areas of the performance, getting used to the different sound in, you know, of course we have our own sound system and we're mic'd, but every theater sounds different, and what we hear is a little different in every city as well. And, of course, backstage, you know, it's just signs everywhere because, you know, we get into the city, we have our orientation at 5 o'clock, and we have a show that night at 7:30.
So you don't even get
know the building.
Wow, you don't even get a dress rehearsal in the new
Not
theater?
Not at this point, no.
Wow.
No, we don't. You know, everybody knows the show. I mean, honestly, the people that's hardest on are the local crew and the local dressers that we hire. They get handed a sheet of instructions for each actor they dress. It's made easier now because all the actors know what they need to wear and when. But, I mean, it's really, the first couple of shows are, you know, everybody's a little bit on tenterhooks. You know?
It can be a little bit chaos backstage, yeah.
A little bit, yes. Hopefully the audience has no idea that's going on.
Well, yes, hopefully not. Phantom of the Opera, 25 years that this has,
right?
This has been going on around the world. I mean, it's not just in one place. How is it for you being in such an iconic musical? I mean, it's one of the musicals that really defined the last 20 years, 25 years of the last century.
Absolutely. It's thrilling. I've long wanted to be a part of this show. And this production, which was directed by Lawrence Connor, it was first done as a tour in the UK. Cameron really, you know, they really decided to take a fresh look at Phantom. It has a completely new set design, which I promise you, your people who come to the show are going to see and believe that we can tour the set because it's huge. It's really amazing. We're one of the two largest touring shows on the road in the U.S. right now. It's a beautiful set, and it's so interesting how what I really like about the production is that you really see the changing from on stage to off stage in the theater. And I think it gives a beautiful sense of the backstage life at the opera house, which is great for me because my character is Madame Giry, the ballet mistress, so she is a creature of the backstage. She's not a performer. And also, it still has the beautiful score, which is, you know, probably one of the main things that made the show the icon that it is the lush romantic melodies. And it still has the beautiful costumes designed by Maria Bjornsson. It's a different look at the show, Phantom. I think it's a really smart and an interesting and a genuine world that we've created.
So people who might have seen it, say in New York or
mm-hmm.
on tour or
right.
whatever, will they be surprised by some of the changes, or is it still going to feel like the show that they know?
It's definitely the show that they know. The settings are different. All the things that they expect still happen. They go to the Phantom's lair, you know, where he takes Christine. But it's a very different journey than in the original production. Every bit is thrilling, but different. I mean, it's really interesting to talk to people who have seen both productions, because they really love the new production in that it makes them see things in a different way and see things that they may not have seen before.
Is that true for the cast as well? I'm sure most of you have seen it at some point
right.
or another. Yeah. Does that help you, the fact that this is a different take on it?
When we started, we were all new to the production. The production was new and we were all new. And the rehearsal process was done as a rehearsal process for any new show. So it wasn't as if, okay, here this is what the manager Andre does, or here this is what Christine does. I mean, it was really approached as a new show. And therefore, the artistic freedom was wonderful. And that really made it, for all of us, a really great journey.
Once you're done with Milwaukee, where do you go after that?
Then we're off to Dallas, Texas.
For how long? You're here a couple of weeks, or?
We're in Milwaukee, right, from July 23rd to August 3rd. And then we head off to Dallas, Texas. We're there for 3 weeks August. Yes.
You're hoping that the air conditioning is working in the theater.
I think they probably get air conditioning down there.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long is this tour scheduled to run, and has it been extended? Do you have any idea about that at this point?
We have dates through, I think there are dates on the website through the beginning of 2015. Beyond that, I don't know. But I think that it's very popular, and I'm sure it will go at least a couple of years.
Do you want to stay with it that whole time?
Oh, that's so hard to say. You know, it's, most of the principal years will be coming up at the end of November. And it's difficult to say still. I think until, a decision has to be made, I can't possibly say. But we are very excited about coming to Milwaukee. I know we're there in the midst of many festivals.
Yes, you are, but it's actually a good time. At least you've got Summerfest out of the way. So you're not competing with that. Have you been back to Milwaukee since you were here in the training program?
I haven't been back. And, I have not performed in Milwaukee since I left grad school. I've never performed at the Marcus Center. So I'm very excited to get a chance to do that.
So when you come back, is there a place that you want to go find on time off?
Well, I want to find the house I lived in at grad school. I have to go out wandering. It's on Hampshire, and I need to go find it and see if it's still there.
Yeah, and you'll look at the city, and I've been here about 8 years, and it's changed in that time. It's been, we won't say how long, but it's been since the late 80s, it has changed quite a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, it must have. It absolutely must have. And I have so many friends there. A lot of people that I went to grad school with still work in the area. And it'll be really, really wonderful to get an opportunity to be in the area again.
Welcome back. I won't say welcome home because it wasn't home, but, it's sort of a beginning of an artistic home, perhaps.
Yes. Absolutely. And honestly, whenever I'm in Wisconsin, it does have the feel of home. Certainly, the warmth of the people and the beauty of the region, it really, it does make me feel at home.
Well, Linda, best of luck. Break a leg on the show.
You.
And we're looking forward to seeing you on the stage of the Marcus Center for the first time.
Oh, that's great. It's just terrific. And I promise anyone who comes, you're going to be thrilled.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Bonnie.
Linda Balgord plays Madame Giry in the National Touring Company of the Phantom of the Opera, which opens Wednesday at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. Balgord is a Wisconsin native and earned her MFA at UW-Milwaukee. She spoke with Bonnie North. One last break, and then death and mayhem in an unlikely place, Door County. Fortunately, it is fiction. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.